The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
The ultimate gospel experience.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Welcome to the Ask Dr. Turner Radio Ministry broadcast. Prepare to be enlightened and empowered. Without further delay, here's your host, Dr. Turner.
Listeners, thank you for joining us on this wonderful evening. Obviously, it's not Dr. Turner. It's the Bald Eagle in live. Got a special guest in the house tonight, none other than my brother, the Kingdom Citizen, Prophet Curtius Andre. But now we have to call him Dr. Curtius Andre, as he's had the privilege of having the doctorate degree conferred upon him today. Prophet, greet the people.
Greetings, everybody. God bless you. God bless you to all you listeners out there.
Yeah, we honor the Lord. Of course, we have the engineer extraordinaire, none other than Monica. You like how that flow? Engineer extraordinaire. The eagle is known to be poetic, and we got King David, and shout out to all of the eagles streaming live. Listen to me, beloved. We want to go into something very profound and very prophetic tonight. Prophet Andre, Dr. Andre, I believe it was just on yesterday, we were not only talking about the level of warfare that we are enduring as the children of God, but one of the things we began to discuss is the intensity and the unusual type of warfare we're facing. As a matter of fact, I was ministering to two great women on Wednesday. And coming from the second meeting, I was stopped at a traffic light. Couple of cars in front of me, minute and a half into the traffic light, the light is red. And all of a sudden, it felt like a bomb was dropped on the car. Someone came and smashed right in the back of the car, throwing me around in the car like a crash dummy. Mm-hmm. By the time I could turn around to see what was going on, all I could hear was tires screeching as the perpetrator took flight. And yo, I was born in Kingston, Jamaica, and growing up in New York, we don't play that. I floored it, bumper hanging off. Yeah. He was doing 100, I was doing 100. Dispatch on the phone in one hand, steering wheel in another. That's it, 911 dispatcher saying, don't pursue. I said, ain't nobody going to hit the Bald Eagle and run. A high-speed chase. Monica, you would have thought it was a combination of James Bond and the Bourne Identity. Watch this now. An SUV flew by me, but I got close enough to get the license plate number. The SUV came back, the Escalade, and when the person rolled down the window, it was a woman. Shout out to all great women out there. She had it on film, actually, picture, me chasing him, hit the tire marks in the street, and he had a young kid in the car. Ran into a house, but I got all the data. I was in the emergency room last night, but thank God I'm not hospitalized. Thank God I'm not in the morgue. Listen to me, I'm getting ready to loose the prophet. Someone is dealing with unusual warfare. You're listening to me right now. I want you to call when the prophet comes in and begin to speak. I want you to call 904-831-1079. You're tuned into the Ask Dr. Turner program, sitting in for my kingdom colleague, Dr. Apostle Latanya Turner and Pastor Deborah Freeman. You can email Dr. Turner at askdrturner8@gmail.com. That's askdrturner8@gmail.com. And if you like the personal touch, please visit Dr. Turner at 8672 Lem Turner Road. Shout out to Miss Cutie Cutie listening, Paul and Marilyn out of South Florida. Now, Prophet, getting back to this, because I sense that there are listeners out there that they concur. Bald Eagle, not only are we dealing with the intensity of the warfare, but the unusual nature of the warfare have some frustrated, discombobulated, because instead of ministries preparing them for warfare, all they were getting is sow a seed. You've written a best-selling book called Unleashed for Warfare. Someone's listening right now, glory to God, that needs to understand what it means to be unleashed for warfare.
Well, warfare everybody experiences warfare. Many of the listeners right now, they're either getting out of a warfare situation or going into a warfare situation. So there's seasons for warfare. And I believe right now there are many under the sound of our voices that are going through a warfare. It may be a type of warfare that is in your marriage. For example, in your situation, the warfare is because God now has given you a new platform. You have been overseas. You are an international warrior. So now, because you have stepped over the bodies of waters, right? So now there's new territorial demons that have been assigned because of your reach now, because now you're grander, because you have taken flight to a new dimension. And because you've done that, and you've went to the enemy's territory, especially places where there's bodies of water, those demonic hordes have taken notice of your work. Because every time you step ground in those territories, you begin to save souls. You begin to encourage the people of God. And those who are facing warfare currently is because of something that they're doing right for God. And the enemy is trying to discourage them from pursuing.
Now, you need to hold it right there, because the natural mind would say, why has all this befallen me? Uh-huh. Because I'm doing everything that I know to be right with God.
Uh-huh.
Job is described as a man who was perfect in the sight of God,
uh-huh.
feared God, trusted God, and eschewed evil. And when you look in the book of Job, you see the calamity that struck him. What I hear you saying is, when an individual's promotion comes, there will be a commensurate level of demonic activity on that level that they have not previously seen. Remember, God told his people that the enemy that you've seen before,
uh-huh.
you shall see no more. But he didn't say that you will not see other levels of enemies on the realm that you're on now. Somebody's listening right now. Please do not wait until the end of the call, because the kingdom requires protocol, and there's a program after us, and I'm not going to be infringing on somebody else's time to take a phone call. You're tuned into Dr. Turner's program. The prophet is here to pray and minister to you. There's a call, Monica. Bless the Lord, caller. Welcome to the Dr. Turner program. Caller, turn down your radio. This is live radio. We got to move quickly. Bless the Lord, caller. All right. If you don't want to turn down your radio, we can't take your call. Bring in the next caller for the prophet. Bless the Lord, caller.
Yes, I'm.
You got to speak up a little bit, ma'am.
I'm feeling everything you're saying.
Okay, your phone is going in and out. I'm just going to have the I heard feeling. I'm going to have the prophet pray for you. God knows your name. He knows your Facebook page. You're feeling what we're saying. You can concur. Prophet, just lift up a quick prayer for that sister right now. The phone lines are lighting up.
God bless you, woman of God. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, in this season, though you have faced many warfare, matter of fact, you're just coming out of a warfare, but God is saying to you, because you hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, today is your day for a miraculous turnaround. I need you to turn around three times and shout hallelujah and thank you, Jesus. You will begin to see angels ascending and descending, for this is your hour for a breakthrough and a turnaround. God bless you.
Receive the word of the Lord, my sister. It is your hour of power. The prophet has spoken it, and nothing can stop it. Bless the Lord, caller. Okay, bless. So, prophet, what the people of God must understand is that when we are promoted, now, folks used to talk about every new level,
yes.
there's another devil.
Yes.
We're not dealing with levels in the millennium. You're dealing with realms. And you are on a realm now where the warfare is critical. Our spiritual forces are being unleashed such as never been experienced before. And you need to be encouraged tonight to know that it's not because you've done something wrong, because a testimony must be precipitated by a test. Come on, somebody. Listen to me, beloved. If you don't have any affliction, glory to God, how can you be walking in an anointing? If you're going to follow the Christ, you must be able to carry a cross. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
If you're are going to manifest glory, then you're going to have to embrace suffering. And you need to understand what it means to be unleashed for warfare as I get ready to bring the prophet back in. Because in this particular spiritual warfare that you're dealing with, there shall be no conscientious objectors, no pacifists, no AWOL, absence without leave. If you name the name of Jesus, you are locked in a battle that you will win if you learn how to be unleashed for warfare. The switchboard's lighting up. I feel uncomfortable. I got to call you Miss Monica because it's my mom's name. I just can't call you Monica. Bless the Lord, caller. You're on the Ask Dr. Turner program.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Turner. How are you, sir?
Now, this is Brother Fidel, the Bald Eagle.
God bless you, man of God. How are you?
I'm chilling in the house, my brother. Speak.
I love it. I was calling in, man of God, because exactly what you guys are talking about is exactly what I'm going through. You know, I lost my mother.
My God.
My son was just recently murdered.
Jesus.
Talked to you guys about that.
Yes.
And, you know, the same day my son died, I was in the house of God later on that evening, still lifting up hands.
Look at that.
And still praising God.
Look at that.
And still praising God.
Look at that.
Hurting and broken, but I'm still praising God. And
look at that.
God, why am I going through all of this? And I hear what you were saying, that, you know, there's something got to be birthed. You got to have a testimony.
My God. My God.
And I'm just believing God, man, and God, that, you know, that I would get to that next level in God. Sometimes the enemy be trying to tell you, you're going to die, you're not going to make it. All kind of things go through your mind.
What's your name, man of God?
This is Brother Willie Jones.
Brother Willie Jones, listen to me carefully before I lose the prophet. It is out of the misery that God births the ministry. If we're able now to put it into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone asked a question once when they lost a child, one of the most difficult things any individual have to deal with. They said, God, where were you when my son died? And the answer was, the same place where I was over 2,000 years ago when my son was crucified. Man of God, pray for this brother right now. What he has experienced recently right here in the city of Jacksonville is exactly what we're referring to. Serving God, yet hit by a tragedy. God wants him to be unleashed for warfare. Loose him, prophet.
Mr. Jones, man of God, God bless you. I want you to know that as you were talking, the Lord said one word concerning you was the word seasoned. The Lord has been seasoning you because he can trust you. If he could not trust you, he would not allow you to go through this process. And yes, you too have ministry in you. And when you've been called by God, God will allow certain things to happen in your life. But believe this. This that has come has not come to destroy you, but it is to prepare you for the level of ministry which God is birthing through you even now. So I declare and I decree over your life. I declare and I decree restoration. I declare and I decree reparation in the mighty name of Jesus. I release grace. I release an unction from the Holy Ghost. I declare a fresh wind and fresh fire to go to your home now. Receive it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Brother Jones, receive the word of the prophet tonight. It's fascinating, ladies and gentlemen. I just opened the prophet's book, Unleashed for Warfare, and the page that it opened up to was chapter 6. Now, 6 biblically is a number that represents the struggles of man, but also the enemy himself. And guess what? In chapter 6, glory to God, the title of the chapter is The Force of the Kingdom of God. And the first paragraph says, Scripture says, and I quote, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Matthew 11:12, which is the exertion of spiritual, physical, and psychological strength. Now, Paul said the weapons of our warfare.
Not carnal.
So we have to understand, no matter how egregious what you're going through is, you're not alone.
Yes.
This is not something that's just asymptomatic to you. Yes. Our warfare, this is corporate. He says the weapons now of that warfare are not carnal, meaning they don't come out of the soulish realm. They don't come out of the fleshly realm. They emanate out of the spirit from the Holy Ghost. That means if we're locked in warfare now and we're implementing carnal weapons, we cannot win the victory because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Now, in the New American Standard, interpreted Bible, that word wrestle, the word pale, means hand-to-hand combat. What am I saying, Prophet Andre? I'm saying that this battle and this warfare is up close and personal. In John 10:10, Jesus said, "The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. I am come that they may have life, and that more abundantly." Now, they're polar opposites. The thief continually and relentlessly is coming to steal, kill, and destroy. But if we succumb to his tricks, because Paul said, "I will not have you ignorant, glory to God, of the enemy's devices." When we are moving in ignorance now, and the enemy's devices are penetrating, we cannot live the abundant life. Yes. And that's why the prophet is here now to unleash you for warfare. Listen to me. Call 904-831-1079. Don't wait till the end of the program. Prophet Curtius, Dr. Curtius out of Lake City, my special guest on the Ask Dr. Turner program. He's here to pray and minister the word. Let's go. 831-1079. Prophet Andre.
Glory be to God.
So come on, Prophet. Bring the fire.
The warfare. So many of you are.
Hold on, Prophet. Warfare. Let's get this call right now. Bless the Lord, caller. You're tuning into the Ask Dr. Turner program. Speak now or forever hold your peace. We are on live radio.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
We're doing great. We're in warfare mode, sister. What are you calling in for tonight?
I'm calling because I feel like I'm very confused. I feel like there's something I have to do, but I don't really know what is that.
Okay, let me say this quickly. Number one, the problem is you're going by what you feel. You have to go by what you know, that you're a citizen of the kingdom of God above and not beneath. Are you filled with the Spirit of God?
Yes, sir.
If you're filled with the Spirit of God, he is your global positioning system, your GPS. He directs you. He speaks to you. Jesus said, "It is expedient that I go, because if I don't go, the Comforter will not come. When he comes, he shall not testify of himself, but he shall testify of all things concerning me, and he shall reveal unto you the secret things." He's the Paracleton, the helper. He's the teacher, the guide. What you need to begin to do is set some time aside for worship and say, "Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Manifest in and through me. Give me the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, the course of action I should take." Bless you, caller. Next caller. Bless the Lord. You're on the Ask Dr. Turner program.
Good evening. My name is Natanya, and I'm calling for prayer.
Okay, Latanya, I'm going to loose the prophet right now. He's unleashed for warfare.
Latanya, what you want Jesus to do for you?
Deliverance. Another filling of the Holy Ghost. Okay. I want my eyes open. I want my ears open. And I want to see his glory and his power manifested through me.
Okay, I want you to
his word.
Praise God. I want you to lift your hands up right where you are. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as this wonderful woman of God come before you, she comes with a broken heart, God, and a contrite heart and a spirit that is broken before you. We declare and we decree, every spirit that have come against her mind, her spirit, soul, and body, we bring them to subjection. We bind the spirit of bondage. We bind every spirit that have been unleashed against her. We release your grace, your mercy, God. Let the angels visit her now. May there be a touch. Let the angels of God enter as they enter into your location now. I declare and I decree, today is your day. Tonight is your night of deliverance. Lift your hands and begin to give God some praise. And from this moment forward, I want you to begin to maintain your confession and begin to read the book of Acts in the mighty name of Jesus. Study the word. Hallelujah. I declare you to be free in Jesus' name.
And Latanya, let me tell you something. You are delivered because you are a citizen of the kingdom of God, and the enemy will make you feel as if, glory to God, you are not going to be victorious. That's when you call on the name of Jesus, glory to God. That only name that makes demons trembles, tongues confess, knees bow. Anytime you're feeling, glory to God, overwhelmed, feeling like you're not delivered, begin to speak positive affirmation. Said, I'm delivered by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm delivered by the power that's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm delivered by the power that's in the Holy Ghost. And no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Latonya, go in grace. Beloved, we're winding down. 904-831-1079. Continually shouting out those that are tuning in via Facebook, those all over the United States that are tuning into this great program. Remember, you're tuned into the Ask Dr. Turner program. Ask Dr. Turner 8@gmail.com if you have questions or concerns. Visit the ministry, Pure in Heart Deliverance Outreach Ministries International, 8672 Lem Turner Road, Sundays at 12 noon. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, caller. You're on the Ask Dr. Turner program.
Yes, hi.
Okay, my sister, quickly, I is there a way that you can, that's a precious soul, but I got to be able to hear your prayer request.
Okay, I was trying to pray about my finances. Seem like I pay my tithe, I pray offering, and as quick as I get my money, it's just gone, and I'm just, no, I don't know what the spiritual attack is. Also, my son was arrested, just having a lot of things going on in my life.
Prophet, release the word of the Lord to this sister.
Woman of God, God bless you. God bless you. There, it's not just you. There are many people who give tithe and they give offerings and they still don't see results. But one thing I want to tell you, not every soil is good soil. Sometimes we sow in the wrong grounds. Sometimes we give amidst. So you have to understand, you have to examine the soil in which that you are sowing your seed. So I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying right now that when you give, before you give your seed, you must give your seed an assignment. Before you sow, you must make your request known unto God and declare and decree it. But I'm going to release, because you have been faithful, I'm going to release a blessing. According to Deuteronomy 1:11, the word of the Lord says that he would increase you 1,000 times. He would make you 1,000 times greater. So I release that greater blessing over your life in the mighty name of Jesus, and I command your mind to be stabilized, and I command the spirit of wisdom to rest upon you in Jesus' name.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Once again, caller, I believe our time is wound down. We want to honor the Lord tonight for Prophet Dr. Curtius Andre taking the time out to be with us in studio on the Ask Dr. Turner program. Remember, you are unleashed for warfare. You are a citizen of the kingdom above and not beneath, the head and not the tail, a lender and a borrower, more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves you. Whose report shall you believe? Believe the report of the Lord concerning you. Everything that is contrary to the Lord's report, it's a lie, and it comes from the demonic realm. Bless you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you for tuning into the Ask Dr. Turner radio broadcast, a ministry of Pure in Heart Ministries. To learn more or to submit your questions to Dr. Turner, email askdrturner8@gmail.com or visit askdrturner.org.
We look forward to having you join us again next Saturday at 6:30 p.m. right here on Praise 107.9.